Todd Feed. It's Todd.
Hey, Todd. It's Ron from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Good to hear. Well, won't take too much of your time, Todd. Wanted to follow up with you. Looks like we had your offer mailed out about 2 weeks ago or so. Looks like that was based on some work you guys had done with GE Capital. Does that ring a bell for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I was wanting to follow back with you. It looks like that relationship and just some good payment history overall that had gotten you pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital looks like up to about $250K. So I just wanted to circle back with you, see where you might have anything in the pipeline or see what where you might need some financing, you know, either now or down the road.
Mm-hmm. What type of rates do you have?
Well, it kind of depends, you know. We have a few different programs. You know, we do both equipment financing and working capital. It's going to kind of depend on what you're looking for. Do you have an idea?
Well, I don't know. Let's just say we wanted to buy a new semi-tractor at $150,000.
Okay. Well, sounds like from right there, I mean, equipment financing automatically comes to mind. So that's going to be a little bit more like your typical loan. But are you looking to do that right away or?
Well, I don't know. We're just scratching our head about it. But what would the rate be on that?
Well, it kind of depends on what you might look like on paper. But, you know, I do have my underwriter right next to me here. So I can bring her over, and she might be able to give you a little bit more of a firm idea on what we can do about that semi.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of looking for a rate. I mean, I just bought one a year ago and went through PACCAR Financial. But
oh, PACCAR?
You know, I guess you called me, so you tell me what the rate is. I guess I...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if we're just out there, if you want to borrow money, well, you tell me a rate.
Oh, yeah.
Come to me and say, I want to buy a trailer. Okay, here it is. Well, how much is it? Well, there it is. No, that ain't it. How much is it?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, it depends on quite a few factors, you know, and we're wanting to get that info for you, so I can definitely, she's right here, and she can start giving you a better idea. Does that sound good? I can pass that off to her.
I guess. I don't have a lot of time, so...
Well, all right. We won't take up much of it, but here she is.
Hey, Todd. This is Strauver at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. So, Ron said you're looking to purchase a semi-truck?
Well... some of the story's right.
Okay.
What I'm looking for is, I guess you guys called me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I asked him, well, you know, okay, if I look to buy a pickup truck and it's $150,000, mm-hmm. what's the interest rate? So what are your interest rates at?
Sure. So we started in the mid-low single digits. It depends on a couple of factors. Let me just ask a couple more questions and see what you might qualify for. How long have you been in business for?
Well, we've been here since 1998.
Oh, wow. Okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yeah.
Okay. And this type of truck, is it a new use?
New.
New, okay. Okay. And do you already have, like, a vendor or do you have, like, a vendor that you normally purchase these trucks from?
No, it'd either be a Kenworth or a Peterbilt truck.
Okay. We actually have a Peterbilt right down the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have trucks from them already?
I've got one from the Peterbilt, but I don't have any from the Peterbilt guys around yet.
Okay. I really like the Peterbilt logo. It looks very modern. Mm-hmm. Always attractive, yeah. Okay. And tell me a little bit about your business. What do you, I mean, I see that you're a, you know, farm and garden machinery type of company. What is, like, the main, you know, avenue for generating revenue for you?
Well, I actually have two businesses. One's a feed store that sells feed and trailers and livestock equipment. Trucking company, and this one would actually be on the trucking side.
Oh, okay. Are they both under the same, like, business filing, or are they totally different?
No, they're different.
They're different. Oh, okay. Okay, and then how soon were you looking to purchase a truck?
I have no date.
Oh, okay. It's just kind of on your wish list?
Well, I don't know. We've got a 07, and I don't know if somebody offered me the right money for a different one, but right now it's running, and I got to see what rates are going to do here for the next few months.
I see. Okay. And do you want to take advantage of the tax deduction for this, basically?
We're too early in the year to figure that out.
Oh, that's true, I guess. And usually towards the end of the year is when people usually, you know, scramble to buy and to make sure to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Did you take advantage of it last year?
Oh, there was different things we had bought last year.
Ah, I see. Okay. And then, looks like I have your gross annual sales in the ballpark range of, like, $5 million or so. What's the current one?
We've never hit $5 million.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe the UCC filing got it wrong or something. But what's your...
Well, what? The feed side does a little over $1 million. The trucking side last year did $500,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, $5 million would be nice. Okay. And then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680-ish. Are you... You're right around there? Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Right. And then, you know, so basically this is kind of like if someone were to give you the right price and if there was someone that's selling it at the right price, then you would purchase it.
Well,
yeah, okay. Because what we can do is I can get you an offer, and with the, you know, the interest rate and the payment and all that, within a day or two. But I would just need, like, an invoice or something like that. If I were to give you an offer, you know, pretty soon, would you be pulling the trigger or anything like that?
Probably not going to be in the next 30 days.
Okay, so sometime maybe in a month or two. Yeah. Okay. Because what we can do is I can first give you the approval, so that way you can shop with confidence, and it's, you know, good for 90 days. So if you're looking to, you know, see what you qualify for before you do the shopping, we can do that for you.
Oh, that's fine. I just want to know what the rate is and if it works. I guess I'm not saying I'm going out and buying one, but I got to put numbers in a row and all this other stuff. I'm not going to jump and say yes right now.
Right, understand. Yeah. So what we can do is we can just start working on the file, and then we can touch base, you know, here and there. And then once you find the perfect truck for you that you want to purchase, then we can, you know, do the funding for you and all that.
Where are your rates at?
We start in the mid low single digits, so about 4%, and it goes up. So for you, I wouldn't know exactly what percent it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But I would say, you know, based on your time in business, which is pretty good, your credit is national average, so I would say probably going to be in one of our B programs. And then your gross annual sales is good too. So I would say you're going to be falling into between our A or B programs.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we actually have this, we're running this special right now. It's a 90-day deferred program. So what that basically is, you know, if we get you qualified for the truck, and, you know, you can get the truck into your store, your building, And then you can actually have a 90-day deferred program, so you don't have to pay us for 90 days. And then you have the truck making the money for you first before you have to make any payment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then have you, you know, for your other trucks, who did you use for financing?
PACR Financial, Northland Capital, Ag Direct, mm-hmm. local bank.
Oh, okay. So you use a large variety of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How's your experience with them?
All good.
Okay, that's good. Did it give you a pretty good deal?
Mhm. Yeah.
Mhm. Do you use any of those as your, you know, like the daily day to day operation bank?
Local banks.
The local bank. Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I can do is right now is I can send over the application over to you, and if you could, you want to, you can start working on it, and Ron can send it over to me afterwards, and I can see what kind of rates I can give you, so that way you can shop with confidence in the next 2 months. Some of the other our competitors, it takes some you know, quite some time to get you approval, but for us, we can get you an approval within a day or two. Would that be something you're interested in doing?
Is this going to cost anything?
No, it's free. I'll waive the fee for you. Underwriting fee is free, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, if this is going to cost me something just to get this for, I'm not interested.
No, it's free. Only, you know, when you say yes, and then obviously it'll cost you, but...
What's that? A filing fee or something?
No, it's just like the interest. Well, I mean, there's no... Yeah, yeah. I mean, after you say, you know, after you fly, you like your terms and all that, obviously you can have to pay interest for the truck. But, yeah, but there's no...
Well, you had a $399 documentation.
Like a filing fee or something? Or Yeah. No, there's no document fees. There's no application fees. So you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so... So I'll have Ron send over our application. What is your email?
Todd@ToddsTrailers.com.
Todd@ToddsTrailer?
Yep, TODDSTRAILERS.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then all I need to just start the application, just to keep you on file, is just the one-page application and 4 months of bank statement.
And 4 months of bank statements?
Mm-hmm. Just from, what is it today? I would just need February to May's bank statement. That's it.
Well, I don't give all that information out, so I guess we're probably done with all this. So, oh well.
Well, how about this?
Problem. I've got plenty of people I work with, so sounds like we're not going to get along. So, all right, have a great day.
Okay, well, I'm... Hello?